The Los Hermanos Podcast is brought to you by Cafe Rica and Los Hermanos Entertainment.
What is going on, everybody? I'm Jackson.
I'm Tristan.
And on tonight's edition of the Evening Cup, we are going to talk about one of our house staples, Iron Fish Four Cask Bourbon.
Yeah. And so this is out of Thompsonville, Michigan, up by Traverse City. It's a local distillery, obviously, and I believe that they their farms are strictly for distilling, and it's like the only one in Michigan that is. All other farms are just for their spirits that they make, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, farm to barn,
farm
to bar, not barn, farm to bar. That's what I'm going to call this spirit,
farm to bar. Yeah, so. Like Jack said, it is a unique bourbon that is released once a year. And the special part about it is it's a blend of four different types of barrels. Can you tell us about the barrels?
Yeah, so there's a blend of four different casks in here. That's why it's called Four Casks. The majority, 38%, is the bourbon finished in their maple syrup barrels. 27% is whiskey finished in the Caribbean rum casks. 18% is finished in sherry. And then we got 17% finished in cognac casks. So what that's going to do is it's going to impart some of the flavor from all of those different spirits and maple syrup into that bourbon. I believe all of that other bourbon is originally aged in typical bourbon barrels, brand new flamed oak barrels, charred, if you will, and then it is finished in these barrels. I'm not sure how long it's finished in them. Oh, let's see, does it say? But they are finished in carefully sourced high rye bourbon aged barrels from around the world, each a masterpiece in its own right. Spanish sherry, French cognac, Caribbean rum, and local maple syrup all play a part in this richly braided complex blend. And they're not wrong.
No.
This is delicious.
This is not the first time we're tasting it.
Oh, man. Let's
see. We've gone around into our local liquor store in Mega Bev, and Iron Fish just would be sitting there chilling, and I would go by and be like, huh, Iron Fish, Michigan. We're in Michigan, so obviously that's kind of a huge thing.
Cool label.
Yeah, it's a great label. That's what I was getting at. Like, it just pops off. Their labeling is clean. Their bottles unique. The fish kind of looks like those hats, origami hats. I think one of them was like from it, like a little boat
with the sailor hats. Yeah.
Little boat thing.
Checks out.
And so I've always been like, oh, what is this? And to be honest, these bad boys are $55 and up when you're looking at them. And Jack said this before, it's tough to go out on a limb. Because it's not like this is well known, I don't think.
The only place I've ever seen it at is at Megabest.
Yeah, and I think it's maybe once at Meijer. So it's still like fairly small. They're getting their name out there. And so, like, you're not really wanting to take a risk on something that you may or may not like, especially at that price point when it comes to spirits. Guy Bob distributes this, said, here, I got this. Don't know if you're interested in it. It is the higher price point. But you may or may not like it. He poured it up straight 10 a.m. because he comes in
early,
and was like, try it out. Tasted it, instantly knew this is a great, great spirit. So we pulled the trigger, got a case, and people have been loving it. We got a guy that bought a hat because he liked it so much. Yeah. He was looking at it, said, wow, I went on their website, bought a hat. So this stuff's the good stuff, real deal. We're going to taste it again. And we got
another one that we're going to taste on here as well. We got, that's right, a bonus. Two bourbons.
Bum, bum, bum.
One episode of the Evening Cup. Burp, 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 burp. It's this one's going to be finished in a mezcal barrel. For those out there, I don't know if you saw on Cocktails and 30s, our Instagram exclusive series. Go ahead and check it out where we make cocktails in 30 seconds. So you can take them and make them at home. We tried a mezcal margarita, but mezcal is like a tequila. It's got that same flavor. It comes from the same area. The one that we get is from Oaxaca, which I believe is where a lot of mezcals come from. Most mezcal, I believe, is from there. Yeah, and so the distinct flavor of those, it's a little bit more smoky. So it's not like as caramely, or sorry, excuse me, for tequila, it's not as like, I don't even know how to describe it. That tequila taste. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. Mezcal has that oaky. It's finished in a in clay pots. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like bourbon where it gets those tastes.
Traditionally, it was the clay pots were buried, and I believe they surrounded it with charcoal and wood and kind of did a burn, a quick controlled burn to impart some more of that smoke into there. Mezcal, I got to tell you, I haven't historically been a big fan of tequila.
Yeah,
not really my deal. Kind of like the rum we talked about last episode. Most of the rum, not a big, huge fan of, because I think most rum is budget rum, is what I'm going to call it. You got your Captain Morgan's, et cetera, et cetera.
Tequila's the same way.
Yeah. The most, when I think of tequila, for the most part, I think of El Toro, those little red hats.
Yeah.
Or Cuervo.
Cuervo, yeah.
Even Patron, I'm not a giant fan of. But mezcal kind of has changed my mind because it brings in a little bit different of a flavor in there. Most mezcals are also higher quality. They're a little bit expensive, more of a higher price point. So you're getting a higher quality spirit. And as we know from coffee, it's not always an indication of quality, but there's a shelf.
Yeah. There's part of a reason why it's a little expensive,
and that's generally because it's better. So reading the back of this bottle, once again, branding on this, great. They got gold accents, really pops out at you. It's the same label, so you're getting the same familiarity, and you're like, wow, okay, cool, what's this one? So mythology attributes the origins of mezcal to a lightning strike of the sacred agave plant, bringing the heavenly smoky complexity of this quintessential Mexican spirit to earth. The essence of that sacred fire lives in the precious and limited stock of mezcal barrels into which we poured the rich caramel and vanilla notes of our carefully sourced bourbon. This limited pairing explores the subtle interplay of smoky sweet agave, toasted American oak, and subtle rye spice. Happy trails. So that's exactly what we've been saying. Caramely bourbon, that oaky taste mixed with the smokiness from the sweet agave plant. So I'm interested to try this one on camera as well. So let's start off. Which one do you start off with?
I'm going to start with the heavy hitter.
Start off with the four cask, which I always think I'm saying forecast when I say it to people. I'm like, oh, you want the forecast? It's going to be a little bit rainy, not a lot of sun. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying four cask.
C-A-S-K.
Yes.
Cask.
So, start off with the aromas.
Golly. That smells so good.
Your nose, boom, 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 boom. Fireworks going off in them. That's what I can describe it as. This bourbon on the nose is phenomenal. It's taking you on a trip.
It's probably one of the best I've ever smelled. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, you get a lot of sweetness.
It's from that maple syrup.
Yeah. Sherry,
probably.
I just remembered something. While smelling bourbons, Jack was doing it. When you do it, open up that mouth. Get it going through. Breathe through. Was it the mouth?
Yeah.
And then that way, because it's alcohol. It's very, very aggressive on the nose and can singe them. With that alcohol, I don't even know methane smell.
Yeah, just, it'll singe you.
So opening up that mouth will help get that down. So it smells delicious. It's not something I'm like, I've had that a couple times with some spirits that kind of scare you. But this one's good.
Right away, I get everything that I love about sweet bourbons. You get that nice, I think it lingers with the sweetness from all the corn yes. that's in it.
What makes bourbon again?
Well, there's a few things. It's got to be at least 51% corn in the mash, which is why many bourbons are sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on what else they put in there, if they put barley in there or rye, you get some higher rye bourbons, you're going to get a little bit more spice, a little bit more kick, which I believe this said that this is a high rye mash.
Really?
Sourced high rye bourbon aged in barrels.
I mean, that's interesting.
This is a lot smoother than most high rye bourbons I've had.
I was going to say, Jack likes bullet rye. I like bullet bourbon. Mm. Two different mash builds, two different tastes. Spicier on the rye side, not as spicy on the bourbon side. And that's kind of why I don't like the rye. It's spicy. It's just like, I don't like that flavor. I like the sweeterness. This is getting that, and that's surprising me that it is a high rye, but because it's finished in the sherry, maple, cognac,
all and
those, all those sweet flavors, they're really coming through. This is bourbon-y. It does have the caramel and vanilla taste. A little bit of cherry, I think. And the
probably going to come through the sherry.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know what sherry is. I believe sherry is a wine, a fortified wine, like port. Also like your vermouths.
Yep.
But man, this is, I don't know.
This is good stuff.
I can't say it enough how delicious this is. And I know a lot of people, it's probably hard to imagine, because I know a lot of people don't like sipping on bourbon. I am not usually a neat bourbon guy. I like to drink my bourbon on the rocks. I could drink this neat every time. I've never actually had it on the rocks because every time I've tasted it, it's been neat, and it doesn't need any dilution from the
ice cube.
From the ice cube to bring it down a peg. This is 90 proof. It's not a high proof bourbon. A lot of high proof bourbons, like over 100, 104 cask strength bourbons. To me, you need a little bit of ice in those to bring that down some. This is perfectly delicious, straight up.
Yeah, it really is worth all of the money that you spend on it. Like I said, it's retailing 55 and up. State minimum is, I think, 54.
Yeah, it's a high price bourbon for sure, and it's worth it. I got it. There's not a lot of, I'd say, 40 and up bottles that I've tasted personally that I would buy again, just because what I would say, the ROI on that is like, okay, I'm buying an $80 bottle of Jefferson's Ocean, for instance.
Right.
Most of the time, unless it's a special occasion, I'm not going to splurge and spend $80 on that, because I can get three bottles for that price of good, very drinkable bourbon that is delicious. This I would for sure buy again. If you see this four cask at a liquor store,
scoop.
I would get a bottle.
Scoop.
They do limited batches every year. And then when they're gone, they're gone. I think our distributor only got like nine or 10 cases just total.
Yeah.
We've
gone through probably about a half of a case.
Yeah, I'd say
sold a couple bottles. You can buy them here.
People, this makes a delicious old fashioned.
Yeah.
Like just
top notch.
Yeah. When I first read Four Cask on there, I was like, how in the hell are you going to be able to taste these different flavors? And you can. The one that I might say would be the hardest to taste is the rum. Yeah. I'm not,
but it's got a little bit of that in the after.
Yeah.
A little bit of the rumness.
Definitely, this one's got the stamp of approval. All right, now we're moving on to the Mezcal barrel finish. Let's try it. Okay, so we specifically got this one just to try. We only have the one bottle here in store. These have a weird, not a weird, but like a unique smell to them.
Both sweet. These.
Yeah. Very sweet on the nose. This one, you can smell the smokiness, from the mezcal barrel coming through. It's not super, potent. Like in a mezcal. It wasn't as potent as I wanted it to be after the first time I tried it. But I'd also just been blown away by a mezcal that was probably one of the best liquors I've ever drank in my life. Yeah. So I had that picture in my head of what mezcal tastes like, and that's what I wanted. And I didn't get it. No. And, you know, I set myself up for that.
Yeah.
So this is still a very fine bourbon. It's good. Yeah. So let's go ahead and taste it if you haven't already. Biggest difference here, you get almost none of the sweetness from this one.
None.
I think that smokiness neutralized most of the sweetness. If you like ryes, traditionally, I would say you'll like this. It's a little spicier. I don't think it's sweet at all. It's got a little bit at the end. Letting it kind of sit on the tongue. It's a different sweet for sure. It's more of a agave, I feel like a honey kind of taste. This is a 92 proof, so it is slightly higher. But it's really cool because like they got the proof and the ABV handwritten in right here, so you know it's a small batch number 2,
bottled by initials. So
yeah, so like the forecast here, this is something they produce every year. You can see it's printed on their label. This one,
a little bit different.
Different, yeah. I'm guessing that's because they didn't know what the proof would be when they aged it.
Yeah.
This is a unique flavor. You get the smokiness, like I said. I think it neutralizes the sweetness. You get the vanilla and the caramel.
Yeah.
I am getting a little bit of, like I said, that honey flavor at the end, which is, agave is a honey-like substance when you make it into a syrup, essentially.
That natural, the way I try to describe honey to people besides just honey, it's a natural, earthy kind of flavor, sweetness.
Yeah.
It's not a refined sugar sweetness. It's not a pow in the face. It's a
more mellow honey. Yeah. Where honey is really sweet, really in your taste buds. The agave's sweet, a little bit more of that earthy tone. I do get that at the end when it's just sitting there, lingering. Still can kind of taste it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Don't get as much smokiness as I would from a mezcal. Yeah, right. Like Jack said, we tasted the Casamigos mezcal, and that was
elite. I'm going to put that in the elite spirit category. That is no shit, one of the best ones I've ever drank.
We'll probably have that on sometime. Who knows? But so you don't get that super smokiness, but you do get that sweet, that different sweetness coming in from the agave plant. I don't know how much this cost retail.
I think I was talking to somebody either today or yesterday. They said it's damn near the same price. It's like $55.
Yeah. These are all like small batch, so obviously that's what you're paying for. It's worth it. I don't know if I want to finish a whole bottle, but
it'd be worth it to put in your collection. If you like to have cool, unique bourbons in your collection, I would say the mezcal is for sure one that I would recommend. This one,
highly recommend.
I would recommend that to drink just all the time if you could afford it.
Yeah. But delicious, good. If you can, if you want to drop $55 on it, you're not going to be disappointed.
No.
It's just a good solid bourbon.
Yeah. And of course, if you're in the Michigan area, it is local. So that's a cool plus.
But yeah.
That's all we got for this one. Please let us know what else we should try. It's not just going to be spirits. It's not just going to be wine. It could be cocktails. It could be anything that is.
Could be beer.
Yeah.
Could be mead. Who knows?
Mead, yeah. So we really enjoy doing these. So we're going to do more. Things have leveled out here at the shop. We've kind of gotten our bearings. So we hope to put out more and more content. Once again, check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We got a couple series on there. We got Evening Cup, Morning Cup, and Cocktails in 30. We got some other things that we want to do in the works. Those will be coming at you soon, ish. Don't hold your breath, though. We're going to try to get that stuff out, but I don't know. Yeah, so go ahead and like, subscribe, share, do all that. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those. Anything else you got?
No, man, that's all.
All right, sweet. So this is the end of another Evening Cup. Hope you guys have a wonderful night.
Take it easy.